There are just a few sweet realizations I've had of this yatra. Not least, I must admit, of having the association of some god brothers and god sisters who I've not really met before or had the pleasure to spend just a little time with. But it's been a great pleasure also meeting up again with Shyamasundar Prabhu, who inspired me so much as a young brahmachari in London, or at least a would-be brahmachari in London. One thing was, I asked Shyamasundar Prabhu about if he could ever envision from the early days of coming to London that so much development of Krishna consciousness and so many devotees would be here enthusiastically engaged in the service of the Lord. And the extraordinary reply I got from Shyamasundar Prabhu was that they never thought about the future, and they never considered the past, because Prabhupada had kindly finished all our past. But they were simply living for the present of how to serve Srila Prabhupada. And the extraordinary results are such that by such dedicated, focused, inspired, and eager and joyful devotional service, that the results of trying to simply assist Srila Prabhupada in delivering the seeds of Krishna consciousness over the planet, we see taking place that nice distribution. And the beautiful thing about seeds is within each seed there is a whole tree, and that tree is also full of seeds. And in this way, Krishna consciousness, we hope and pray, may be very nicely spread in this way throughout the whole planet and throughout the whole universe. So, thinking of which, we heard in some very beautiful articulate detail from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj about the glories of Sri Ramachandra. And now he performed the extraordinary feat of making all those extraordinary stones float in water, in seawater, which is quite turbulent sometimes. And the appreciation of Setu Bandha. We're in Karma Bandha, we're bound up by the knots of this material world. But Setu Bandha, all those rocks were bound together with all the vines and creepers. So that may seem like an extraordinary thing to do, but actually it just brings home one small aspect of what we see, at least in England, every day, but take completely for granted. And that billions and billions of tons of water in the form of clouds are very nicely just floating above our heads. Actually, Krishna is doing that on a daily basis, but we don't take much notice of this fact. And we see also not only these enormous volumes of water floating in the sky, but we also see these gigantic planets floating in the sky. And while we think about it, as we're here in the temple of Sri Mahavishnu and Mahalakshmi, we can understand that Lord Mahavishnu is making all the unlimited universes float in the causal ocean. And how Krishna is making all the Vaikuntha planets, and Prabhupada explains that even the smallest Vaikuntha planet is much bigger than the largest material universe. And all these unlimited Vaikuntha planets are floating in the spiritual sky, including the largest of them all, the Krishna Loka planet. And that beautiful expression that Prabhupada gave us, that sometimes when we see a ray of sunshine, we see little particles of dust or little particles of light floating in that sunshine. So Prabhupada explained that actually everything is floating in the Krishna shine. This is the situation. So how insignificant we are, and how fortunate to come into these holy places with all these holy devotees and see these beautiful holy deities of the Lord and fall at their lotus feet and chant the Lord's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, I was listening to an explanation of the song Gaurapahan, sung by Srila Prabhupada this morning. And he was describing how, as we haven't worshipped Lord Chaitanya, if we haven't worshipped Lord Chaitanya, then knowingly we have drunk poison by spoiling the human form of life. So it is very much a great blessing of all the devotees and His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj and all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas of all the sampradayas who we've had the chance to witness through these beautiful discourses that Maharaj and other saintly persons have given, to realize not just that we have a present, but we have a most glorious, wealthy, and fabulous history and past of Vaishnavism, which has been very nicely and wonderfully revealed, which I'm deeply grateful for having some nice insight about. And how we can understand something of what it means by these illustrious Vaishnavas like Sri Ramanuja, and especially his most glorious beloved disciple Koresh Prabhu, who we've had a chance at last to find out something about what it means, something, a little glimpse of what it means to be a disciple of a spiritual master. This has been a very wonderful and enlightening and illuminating and amazing experience. So I thank you for this, Maharaj, very much indeed. So I just like to ask one thing, that by the association of devotees, that good association of devotees, in this association, it's very easy to understand that actually we're all eternal parts and parcels of the Lord and His eternal servants. And by chanting the Lord's holy name in the association of devotees, it becomes very, very easy to understand these things. So taking this nice opportunity of association is a very wonderful and special experience. Now, one famous poet, he said that parting is such sweet sorrow. And actually, it is personally for me with great sadness that after today, the physical aspects of this yatra of having all the association of everyone will practically come to an end. But by the good fortune, may we have some smavanam. We've had so much shavanam. We can have some kirtanam, we can remind others and tell others about these beautiful experiences. And in this way, smaranam may be there also. So this sharing of Krishna consciousness is simply what Srila Prabhupada was trying to do for us. And what all the devotees do for us, they simply try to share their appreciations of the Lord and His devotees and His wonderful qualities and pastimes and forms. It is a very wonderful thing. Generally speaking, this is called preaching, but actually it's simply sharing something very wonderful. The only other thing I would like to ask, if I may make so bold, is that whoever I have inadvertently trodden on or brushed with my unfortunate body, or maybe seemingly pushed in front of, if you kindly all please forgive me for my offenses. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami put it very nicely in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says that anyone who sees me or anyone who hears my name immediately becomes sinful. But I'm very glad that you have the nice association of each other and all the devotees so that you may be relieved from all this sinful reaction. And I would request that we continue to learn from these nice experiences and beg for the service, as we heard from the qualities of the Sri Sampradaya, two things that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took from the Sri Sampradaya, Ramanuja Sampradaya. These two qualities of unmotivated devotional service, and particularly service to all the Vaishnavas and the Guru. This is something very, very spectacular and very wonderful. That is a wonderful insight as to the contribution of all these devotees in South India. And I'm deeply grateful for this chance to be exposed to this. So, simply to beg that we can all have service to the Guru, and this way serve the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and the Holy Name. May we in this way make progress in our spiritual lives and come on many, many more yatras to come. Thank you, all of you, so very, very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.